What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. It's time for the wake-up call. My name is Mike. That's Allie. That's Bo. That's Dylan. All hanging out. Rusty Manziel's back there in the bullpen. And wanted to go back there and chop up some Georgia football with him as well. There's no better source for that. He'll be on the Steakhouse today. Back together with Steak Shapiro the first time in just a little bit. Steak obviously coming off that Euro trip, if you will. 404-726-0929. I want to hear from you guys today. We put out a couple of questions, and I have a lot of questions. I actually was thinking just a minute ago during the break, a sleeper pick who I wouldn't want to fight on the Atlanta Falcons.
Who would that be?
Sleeper pick. How about Divine Diablo?
Ooh.
Have you seen him out there at practice? I don't think I'd want to throw hands with him.
I mean, he's a big dude. He's a lot bigger than I thought
he was.
He's
like the best combination of big and quick.
And he's quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's, I mean, you know, somebody like you, you just got to get the guy in a small area and just.
Got to turn it into a wrestling match.
Yeah. You just got to get him to the ground. I mean, that's why you guys sleep on Caleb McGarry. I mean, that guy. I mean, I don't know if you've seen his Instagram.
Who's sleeping on him?
Hey, you were like, well, you know, I mean, I think Bergeron might get you. You were more on Bergeron. I think Caleb McGarry might wrestle a bear.
I said I bet Bergeron's a better fighter off the top, but Caleb McGarry ain't going to tap him. He is like wrestling a bear, I would imagine.
I have a sleeper pick as far as Falcons. I wouldn't want to fight. I wouldn't want to fight Tyler Allgeier. Tyler Allgeier, he showed that grittiness, toughness that he runs with. I mean, our very own Dave Archer calls him the bowling ball of razor blades.
Yeah, I just don't think Tyler's a nasty guy. Like, I think an offensive lineman, a trench player, and even front seven defensive player, you want them to be nasty. Like, that's their job is to be nasty. Now, I'm not saying Tyler Allgeier is not ferocious, because you're right about how he runs, but, you know, that extra little bit of nastiness, like that play to the whistle, you know, that's what I loved about Joe Hawley back in the day. It's like you'd see a play happening.
Smoking Joe.
It'd be like a 15-yard run. And I'd be sitting in the radio booth, and like the play is going to the ground, and all of a sudden you'd see a body fly in and a body fly out, and it would be Joe Hawley flying in, knocking the ever-living crap out of a guy who's literally just like slowing up as the play is going to the ground, and he would just blow a guy up. And that's that nastiness that will win you a fight, and so that's why when I go with, like, that's what both sides of the ball kind of have.
Yeah, Harvey used to be that way too. Harvey Dahl is kind of famous for that in these parts, man. He was definitely that guy as well. 404-726-0929. If you want to talk about the Atlanta Falcons or college football, because we're dove back into that with the Georgia quarterback talk and some of the talk about them going more run heavy possibly this year. That's been a lot of fun. I'm so stoked for college football season. So stoked to get some of those topics rolling as well with all those teams reporting this week. And we'll get some scrimmages before too long. Also, Rusty was just telling me that Friday night, or maybe it's next Friday night, that there's like 35 high school teams that'll be in action in some of their fall jamborees. That is insane.
They still call them the jamboree?
I don't know. The kickoff classic or whatever else you want to call them.
I just don't know. I just didn't know it was a jamboree.
I don't know. I genuinely don't really answer that.
When I was in high school, I don't know how they did it in Florida, but and Al, you might have been a little bit younger than they might have changed it already, but back when I was in high school, it would be like jamboree, and it would be three teams, and you would play like two quarters against each team or something.
Yeah, and that was what our spring games were like.
Something like that. And so it was this kind of like, and it's normally like, sometimes it was teams outside of the county, and sometimes it was just the county teams. Or of course, when I was first in high school, there was only two county teams until I was a junior. Then there was three. But
man,
yeah, I know.
All right, 404-726-0929. If you guys want to call and give us a wake up call, let's head out to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Larry. Larry, what's up, man?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, man. Good.
First thing, why are we talking about the Braves, first of all, at all? And then secondly, why are we talking about impact of pitchers on the Braves just like when there's no Braves season left? That's just my thought. And then I posted on my page that there was a $1,000 golf, a 1,000 yard golf hole. And what did you guys think that you would get?
1,000-yard golf.
You know, on a thousand-yard. It's the longest in the world. And then yesterday, you said something that hit home personally to me, Mike, and I really appreciated it. You said, "Hey, everybody, go get checked out.
Yes,
I'll make sure that your health is important." And so, I had already gone and gotten checked out. They did find a little something, so I appreciate anybody's prayers. You know, in regard to that, I got to go for a biopsy. And I just want to say it to all the young cats, do not wait. I'm 65 because you know I'm older, but don't wait, don't wait, don't wait. It's really important to make just public service announcement. Yeah. You guys know I love you guys. Listen every day. Keep it rolling. I'm out here in the truck at Bernstein Road. I'm way in DFE. You know what I'm talking about.
All right. Safe out there,
I'll let you guys later.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Appreciate the phone call. We'll be thinking about you in that aspect as well, man. But I am. I've just looked it up. 1,000-yard par 7. Longest hole in the world.
Wow.
He says I'd be happy if I got a triple bogey. I'm happy if I get a triple bogey on any par 5.
That's when you would need that, like Happy Gilmore. That.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's when you need to do
Have
that.
Have you seen the special edition Happy Gilmore putter they've put out?
Well, it just looks like a hockey stick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't. I mean, putter's the one thing I don't need special. I need everything else.
Yeah.
I need they've got a There's a wedge out that I think Cleveland makes one, and I want to say like Callaway or Taylor made one, came out the new one, and it's kind of like some like a little hybrid chipper, little wedge for on the green. I'm like, oh, I might need to buy that because I suck around the green.
Our buddy Randy weighs in on Twitter and says that he's not messing with Caleb. Doesn't want any of the smoke.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, we could probably say that about a lot of people.
Well, realistically, like, you know, going to Falcons training camp, I'm realizing how big these dudes are and just how small I am. figuring that out.
We did do a topic last year that was, what NFL quarterback would you want in your corner in case of you got in a bar fight?
Ooh.
Do you remember this? And Josh Allen, I think, was the you know, in large part, the winner of that conversation. But we had a lot of talk about who the second place would be. There were some Brock Purdy voters, which was strange. I'm trying to think who else was in that conversation.
Do they have to be currently playing?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, okay. of the 32 NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do we put Lamar in there? I can't remember if Lamar.
Yeah, I don't. That. Yeah, you would want his quickness with his hands definitely involved in that situation.
Yeah, I just worry about a guy like Lamar if he takes one, you know, the punch lands the right way. I think whenever I think about a fight, I want someone that I mean, because I've seen guys like Lamar just destroy people. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it.
But. Thinking of a bar fight, I want somebody with a chin, because I know first thing I'm doing in a bar fight is I'm breaking a bottle over somebody's head. Like I you think I'm kidding, but like I've never been in a full-fledged like movie bar fight kind of thing, obviously, but like whenever it gets hairy, I always grab if there's a beer bottle around, I grab it.
You're going straight Beth Dutton on them.
I mean, yeah. You know, it's funny you say that, is I did one of those Yellowstone quizzes a long time ago. It was like, what Yellowstone character are you? And I was like, I'm going to do this. And I got Beth Dutton.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it.
I was like, damn it.
4-4-7-2-6-0-9-2-9.
The crazy character.
You know, I'm trying to think. I do remember making the comment that who I would not want in my corner in a bar fight was Joe Burrow. I was like, I don't think he wants – I don't think he wants any part of that. To me, he looks like the kind of guy that's going to opt out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Too many photo shoots.
Joe Burrow does not look like – when you watch him and kind of get to know him, he's not your prototypical quarterback from the Midwest.
He's definitely not your prototypical bar brawler.
What about Dylan's guy, Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I think Jalen Hurts is a really good one.
He'd be the sneaky,
First off, Jalen Hurts is sneaky enormous. Like, tree trunk legs. He's absolutely jacked.
You don't think of him as big. He's big.
And he's also strong. And there's something about those dudes that are unrealistically nice and calm.
Because
and it's really more about the calmness. Like, the unrealistically calm guy, when he does lose his mind, you do not want to be the one on the other end of it.
Just a daily reminder that I am a D-Day Falcons fan, but I would, though, like to have Jalen Hurts in my corner in a bar fight. All right, back to you.
Let's take that opportunity to go back to the phone lines. Let's welcome in our buddy Ja, who is out in Cobb County. Ja, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good day.
Good morning. I think Charlie Warner is my quiet killer on the Falcons that I probably won't want to fight. He's usually quiet. And he's tight end. He likes to get his nose dirty. And also, I want to know you guys' take on what I've been hearing about Rook and James Pierce Jr. getting active in the backfield.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Ja.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
That's such a great call on Charlie Warner.
Well,
that's a sneaky pick, man. You're right. He don't mind getting his nose dirty a little bit.
Because a Charlie Warner type tight end is just a smaller, faster offensive lineman as far as the mentality that they play the game with. To me, yeah.
And he's like a fullback hybrid the way he moves in the backfield. As far as James Pierce and Rook, you can give your sentiment as well, but James Pierce, to me, has shown out with his athleticism more than anything. It hasn't so much been his rush technique or his, you know, ability to really bend the edge or anything like that. It's just his overall activity, right? He's jumping, he's running, he's chasing down, he's doing all this other stuff, he's fighting. So I like it from that angle because that can be hard to kind of upkeep throughout training camp, especially as a rookie when you've been going and going and going for like the last year. But nonetheless, Rook also in that well, and we've talked about it a number of times. It's a change in discipline for this, for this defensive line, and Rook fits that really, really well. So I think you are going to see guys like him, as well as Brandon Dorlus up front, and some of the other players really be able to, grab a shoulder of an offensive lineman and get in the backfield.
For the one thing I would say about James Pierce is I think the intensity and aggressiveness he's brought has just really kind of been. Much needed. Like, that was the thing. Everybody wanted to, whatever you said or didn't say about Matthew Judon last year, as far as excuses or not, like, he didn't bring anything from a leadership or from an edge as far as, having that edge that he played with. And he looked like he could be anywhere but there. And James Pierce Jr. doesn't have that. And that picks up everybody. And then some of the guys have said, I think it was Josh Kendall wrote, that some of the guys have fed off that intensity. And that's really – that sometimes that can mean more than what you actually bring on the field at times.
Well, we're going to continue to talk about Falcons training camp. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Start packing. Coming up, things did get interesting yesterday at Falcons training camp with those pads coming on. We'll get into it. There was one catch where Day-Day and I just were like, who was that?
Mm.
It was good.
Nice.
So we'll talk about that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.